Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
I am great. I'm living. Nothing has got to me yet.
Yay. That is excellent news. We are not alone, though, in the world of radio. We've got the wonderful Julia Croft on the line. Kia ora, Julia. How are you?
Kia ora. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, what are we talking about today, Alice?
We have got Julia, the live art feminist powerhouse, Julia Croft, who everyone may remember from last week when we last caught up. We are talking about the new work that Julia has got, Terapolis, which is opening at Q Theatre next week. Julia Croft, the one, the only.
What an intro. Thanks, Alice.
I mean, look, how have you been, Julia? I feel like I haven't seen you in, like, literally a year.
Yeah, I don't... Well, look, how are we? It's sort of hard to tell now.
It is.
I feel like I used to have a gauge for how I was, and somehow in that last year, maybe it's not seeing you, no gauge.
Yeah.
Just sort of one foot in front of the other and hope for the best.
I think we're all trucking through. Julia, I have to ask, Terapolis, I have mispronounced it several times already this morning, but it's a great name. Where does that come from?
It's actually a concept from a critical theorist I really like called Donna Haraway, and it means Terra is Earth and Polis being city, so it's city of the Earth.
Ooh,
essentially.
Very cool.
I love that. So, Julia, I'm
nerdy.
I mean, and look, we love a little bit of embodied nerd on a Tuesday morning.
that is the identity I'm striving for in the world, embodied nerd.
We love. I'm interested, Julia, if you could talk me through this intersection between feminist theory and concepts and embodied feminism. With this intersection with climate crisis, ecologies, ecosystems, you know, like there's a intersection here. And can you just talk to us a little bit about where that interest is for you and why this, where this has come from for you?
That's quite a big question.
It is, sorry.
There's a whole lot of intersections, but where I started getting really, I feel like I'm in a phase in my practice at the moment where I'm having a love affair or a deep crush on science.
Nice.
I call it a sort of scientific poetic, because it's by no means like I am obviously not a scientist, but I think using science as a lens, to sort of get back to reimagine things at a molecular level. Mm. And I think that is where it sits for me within a queer or feminist worldview that is proposing that we could imagine things differently from the power structures we're within. And that's like heavily influenced by my most beloved of all the feminist scientists, Karen Barad. And there are like quantum physicists who sort of, as a feminist project, talks about reimagining physics and the entanglement of time and space.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
So I guess for me, I think having an interest on a sort of political and a poetic level in time is how I sort of got to this project.
Mm-hmm.
Of starting, and that being a way for me to sit with my own white Western Pākehā conceptions of time and how that feels really limiting when trying to engage in any meaningful way with climate crisis or climate emergency. And that led me to being interested in the materiality of sort of rocks and geology and that molecular level of like how time is operating on a scale my tiny little body can't even comprehend. So I think there's like a utopian attempt to sort of engage with time in a different and more expansive way within the show.
Yeah.
God, that sounds all so nerdy.
But no.
You've come to the right place for talking some deep nerdery. We do love to hear it here. So this also sounds like fascinating nerdery as well. Like this, I can see how you could get, as you say, very absorbed and consumed by this, because I imagine once you start pulling one little thread, you're unraveling a very large tapestry there.
Yeah, which is sort of the problem and the joy of theatre, of like trying to pull at the thread in a kind of, you know, in an hour long show. Encapsulate
The space-time continuum.
Millennia of geological history, but you've got an hour to do it.
How do you do it then, Julia? What is the kind of, I guess, the embodiment of this in your show?
Well, the work I make is I call it live art, and one of the things that means is that sort of it's without pretense. It's not pretending that we're anywhere other than a theatre, and I'm not a character, I'm me. So I think the way it becomes really embodied is just by having physical objects in the space that you're negotiating or in relationship with or trying to physically engage with in real time. So there's no sort of, while all these concepts are sort of long, deep, timeful and complicated, there's also the sense of like, well, what is the material you've actually got in front of you? Well, there's me, my body, there's Jason, who's a sound designer and performer who's building sound on stage in real time. There are all these rocks, real and fake, that are objects. So then the sort of building of the work is that, well, what do we do with these materials in a room, and how can that be really real and present and urgent?
And when you're making, Julie, because obviously this work has been made over what years? I'm going to assume that the seed of this idea came. Was it when you were in residency? Can you just talk us through like how long this process has taken for you and how that's kind of been mapped?
Yeah, I mean, it started in a residency in Hong Kong, which was part of a 3-year residency that Creative New Zealand and Forest Fringe and the West Kowloon Arts Centre and the Basement Theatre put together, which was where there were 3 artists from New Zealand, 3 from Hong Kong and 3 from Scotland, and we'd spend a couple of weeks in each year over 3 years in each home city. So the last iteration of that was in Hong Kong in 2019, which is sort of when...
Wow.
The first 2 years of that residency were like really like we're noodling around on the floor, sort of talking abstractly about process. And then in the 3rd year, they were like, and you'll do a showing on the final night. And we all panicked because no one was prepared necessarily. I didn't feel prepared at that point to make anything. So that was the first sort of iteration of it. I made about 20 minutes of material, I think, and then kept noodling over another couple of residencies in the UK, and then did a workshop here, and then we were triumphantly going to premiere it last year on the 18th of August. So mid-tech run on the 17th, we got the press conference that changed everything. So yeah, it feels like it's sort of been a long and somewhat uneven road to getting it on stage, knock on wood, that we actually get it up.
And Julia, would you say the work has even shifted between when it was going to premiere in August last year and this iteration, which opens next Tuesday at Q Theatre?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting because it feels like on one level, 8 months or 9 months is not that long, but it feels like a lot has happened since August last year, sort of to all of us, to me personally. So it's been really interesting to like re-meet the work as the me now, not the me then, and some bits of it still feel really beautiful and urgent, and some bits we're sort of shifting and massaging, because you know you want the work to always meet the moment you're in.
It sounds like the kind of thing you'll come out of with your head sort of hurting in a great way, like lots to think about and unpack for a long time as an audience. And as a performer, it sounds like you've managed to find different ways to reflect and think on that as well across the last couple of years. Remind us of the name, time and the place for where we can go and see this, Julia.
It's called Terapolis. It's on at Q Theatre in the Loft from Tuesday to Saturday. And I want to say the show's at 7:30.
Seven.
7 o'clock. Okay, thank you, Alice. At 7 o'clock.
Fantastic.
On Tuesday to Saturday, 7 o'clock at Q.
Thank you so much, Julia, for talking to us about Terrapolis. And thank you so much, Alice, as always, for guiding us through the waters of theatre. We will see you both soon, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much. Really lovely to chat to you both.
Kia ora.
Awesome. Thanks, Rach.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Thank you.